Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. We are thankful to God for another day's journey. And on this journey, this is day 18 of our 40-day sojourn toward 40. Amen. We are moving ever so closely to the midway part of this fast, and we are thankful to God for it as we are taking time, as I always say, to sow seeds of denial in the body that we might reap a spiritual harvest. Amen. So thank you all so much for joining us live, and for those that will listen later, God bless you as well. And thank all of you for your commitment to prayer and fasting. Today is day 18, so I'm going to get right to it. The Word of God this morning is coming to us from the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5. And I want to notice in your hearing verses 15 through 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. Here begins the reading of God's Word. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Again, Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 15 and ending at verse 17. Here's what the Word of the Lord says. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, beloved, I want to talk about don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Beloved, time is one of the greatest commodities that we receive on a daily basis, but time is also that which we receive from God that we cannot control. Every day, think about it, we are given time as a gift, but what we do with the time that is given will determine what we will receive from the time that we have. Beloved, I believe it was Mark Twain that says it's not about how long a person lives or the number of days in which they live. The most important thing is about how wisely you live your life. The scriptures paint the picture here in Ephesians for us to live every day with purpose, in wisdom and discernment. We are to make the most of every day. And so this text reminds us to be mindful and intentional with our time. Seize every opportunity that is given to us that we may grow from the gift of time. Beloved, I don't know about anybody on the line, but the older I get, the less I got time to waste time. I don't have time for foolishness. I don't have time for craziness. I don't have time for deviance. I don't have time. I don't have time to waste, because time is a gift that is given for our growth and development. So the relevant question this morning is, why is it important to use time effectively? And how do we not waste our time? Three things out of this text that I think will help us on that journey. Number one, beloved, live your life wisely. Live your life wisely. Look at verse 15. Verse 15 says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Beloved, I've learned this. How you live is vitally important. And that way, the way you live, you must be wise with your time. Notice the text says and inserts the word then. Be very careful then how you live. Then connects us to the previous text. And so we need to look at verses 8 and 9 to understand how to live our lives wisely. Notice the text says in Ephesians 5, verse 8, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Verse 9, "For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." As children of light, our lives must reflect all goodness, righteousness, and truth. We don't got time for darkness. We don't have time for dark things. We are come out of the darkness, and now we are living our lives wisely in the Lord. So live in the light. Live to make sure that you please God. Verse 10 says, "And find what pleases the Lord." Find what pleases the Lord. Verse 11 is letting us know, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." In other words, don't waste your time with the deeds of darkness, but live wisely. Find ways to please God. "I don't have time for the deeds of my past, but now I want to make sure that I live wisely so that God is pleased with me." There's more here, beloved. Not only must you not waste your time because you have to live your life wisely. But then second thing, beloved, is don't waste your time. Live wisely because the days are filled with wickedness. You got to live wisely because the days are filled with wickedness. Look at verse 16. Verse 16 of Ephesians 5 says, "Making the most of every opportunity." Other translations say, "Make the most of the time that you have been given because the days are evil." Make the most of every opportunity. Make the most of the time you have been given because the days are evil. The text is teaching us to prioritize wise living. Seize every moment in time that is given to us because evil days are around us. What that means is that the day is filled with wicked distractions. Wicked distractions. And beloved, I was taught as a young boy that idle hands are the devil's workshop. It's a trick of the enemy to make us miss our opportunity to seize the day. But live wisely. Be wise with your time. Wicked distractions, please hear me through here, wicked distractions are countermeasures to intentional moments of growth and development in God. And so if we know that the days are evil and that the days are filled with wickedness, as light of the Lord, we must live wisely. We must be wise in these days of wickedness. Just because the day is filled with distractions doesn't mean that it should disrupt our intentional development. Don't waste your time. Look at verses 13 and 14. It says, "But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. That is why it is said, 'Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" In other words, wake up, live wisely. Though the day is filled with wickedness, seize the day. Seize the day. seize the day. There's more here, beloved. Not only is it important not to waste your time, but live your life wisely. Not only is it important to live wisely because the days are filled with wickedness, the final thing I want to give you is don't waste your time, but find out God's will for your life. Don't waste your time, but find out God's will for your life. Look at verse 17. Verse 17 says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord is. Remember, verse 10 says, and find out what pleases the Lord. In other words, beloved, we ain't got time to waste time. We have to find out what pleases the Lord. What is the Lord's will concerning you? And I like what it says in this next verse, verse 18. Don't get drunk on wine, which causes or leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, beloved, don't be foolish, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't waste your time with wine. Boy, I could stay there all day. Don't waste your time with wine. He's talking about consumption, but not only consumption, there's also corruption, procrastination, and deviant behavior. Don't be drunk with the wine of consumption, corruption, procrastination, deviant behavior. Don't be foolish with your time, but fill your time with the Spirit. Speak with the songs of the Spirit. Give thanks to God for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. So to find out his will, we have to line up to God's ways. Look at verses 1 and 2 of Ephesians 5. Verses 1 and 2 of Ephesians 5. It says, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. Watch verse 2. And walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. You don't got time to waste. Don't waste your time. Don't be foolish. Fill your time with those things that are spiritual. Continue to give thanks to God. Find out what the will of God is and line your life up with the ways of God. You ain't got time for nothing else. I ain't got time for the chit-chat. I ain't got time for the jibber-jabber. I don't want to waste my time. Don't you waste your time either. Time is a gift, is a precious commodity that we are given on a daily basis that we don't control. But every day is a gift from God. Don't waste your time. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the time that you have given us. And Lord, we're starting off the day with time with you. We're starting off this day, Lord God, in the scriptures and in prayer as we're in this season of Lent, Lord Jesus, taking full advantage of the gift that you have given us in time. Now, God, help us to live our lives wisely. Help us to live so in such a way that while we recognize that the days are filled with evil and with wickedness, we will not be distracted by these evil days, but we will live wisely. We will not allow a distraction of the day, Lord God, to thwart us from the intentional moments of growth and development that you have for us. So we're going to wake up, Lord, and be under your light and your countenance. Shine on us, God, that we might seize the day. And help us, O Lord, to find out what your will is for our lives, so that we can do what pleases you, so that we're not filled with the wine of consumption, corruption, procrastination, deviant behavior, that we, Lord God, might be filled with the Spirit, giving thanks to God for everything. And Lord Jesus, lining up our lives with the ways of that you have given us to walk in the way of your love. God, we love you this morning and we bless you. And we thank you, God, for all you continue to do for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Beloved, I believe this, that if you prayed that prayer with me, you're on the path to not wasting your time. Listen, if it takes away from you, then that's too much. Don't waste your time. God be praised. Day 18, y'all be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.